Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood.
Oh, yeah.
I know it was the blood for me. Yeah. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side. They pierced him in the side.
Outreach, where your host is none other than Prophetess Sadie Elliott. So glad you have stopped by the show today. Today we have an exciting topic. Seek God's wisdom for your life today. And before we go into it, I have a few moments of prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, for this broadcast that will go forth, where we'll go completely around the world, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you for everyone that have tuned in and will tune in to this broadcast today. Let it be something that I say through the Word of God, dear Heavenly Father, that will help someone along life journey this day, dear Heavenly Father. Let them seek you for wisdom today, dear Heavenly Father. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and thank God. Well, good morning again and welcome to Joy and Peace. Today we're talking about seek God's wisdom for your life today. You know, God's wisdom is most clearly seen in the gospel of the crucified Christ, as conveyed in the New Testament. You know, the world did not know God by their own wisdom. The true revelation of God and his redemption of mankind was not revealed to those who sought such truth through worldly wisdom alone. And, you know, yet the gospel of Jesus Christ was both the power of God and the wisdom of God. Jesus, for those who believe, because the ultimate scope and source of that wisdom which could come from God. So today, we're talking about seek God's wisdom for your life today. Each one of us needs wisdom from God. We can't make it without the wisdom of God today. And three of my main tag words you'll hear me speaking about throughout the broadcast today is wisdom, jealousy, and selfish. We're going to talk about those three main keywords, tag words that will be in seeking God's wisdom for today. You know, sometimes just a simple prayer from wherever you are, you can ask God for wisdom about any situation you face. And right now, everybody on this side of heaven face some kind of situation in their life. You know, before you commit to participating in certain activities of any kind, check with God If you have peace about that, then proceed. But if you don't feel right about it, wait. Ask God for direction and for the wisdom that you need. Seek God's wisdom and make decisions based on what you sense in your spirit. Then move forward, believing that God will bless you because you acknowledge him in your decision. You know, no longer are we able to enjoy life as God intended unless it's time to seek God's wisdom. In all things, God wants you to acknowledge and seek him. Use wisdom. Make the best decision you know how, and making that decision on wisdom, because God will give you everything you need today for your life. You know, I read over in Matthew 7:12-34, the word of God said, "For out of the fullness," meaning the overflow, "the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speak." You know, it's a challenge to say right things when you feel totally wrong. When your emotions are running high or low, you are tempted to speak emotional rather than sensible. But you must allow wisdom to rise above emotions. You are created in his image, and you also call things that are not as though they were. You can speak positive things about yourself and to the atmosphere, and thereby prophesy your own future. Don't you know you have control? All you got to do is ask God for wisdom. Meditate on the goodness of God today. He will fill your heart with the joy and the words that you speak, and will glorify him by testimonies to others to tell them the goodness of Jesus. And you know what? Start learning how to follow wisdom. Go over to Proverbs 8:12, and the word of God say, "I, wisdom, make prudence my dwelling, and I find out knowledge and discretion." You know, you can follow wisdom. You know, there's a lot of powerful information in this small scripture's information. You would do well to explore it. Think about those gifts. Include time, energy, strength, and health, as well as material possession. Follow wisdom is an excellent choice, one that will bring you many blessings. So today, seek God's wisdom for your life. Don't just go around haphazard. When you pray, ask God for wisdom. Ask him for knowledge. And if you ask him, I know I'm a living witness, he will give it to you. You know, when you think about that wisdom, my. Over in James 1:5, the word of God said, "If any of you is deficient in wisdom, let him ask of the giving God." That's who give to everyone liberally and ungrudgingly, without reproach or fault finding. You know, many sophisticated and intelligent people lack wisdom and common sense. You've run across people like that. Wisdom and common sense are closely linked. You know, wisdom discerns truth in a situation, where common sense provide good judgment regarding to what to do about the truth. You know, wisdom is supernatural. It isn't taught by men. It is a gift from God. It's in the word of God and wisdom. And you find that even in Proverbs. When you read the book of Proverbs, you will find so much wisdom in the book of Proverbs. So take time to read Proverbs in your prayer time, your reading time. You know, as I thought about today's topic, seeking God's wisdom, a lot of people are always asking God for more wisdom. And that means we need to seek him daily, not just sometime, but all the time. We should be wanting more of him, more of wisdom, more of his word, more to put in our life each and every day of our life, seeking him now like never before. With so much going on in the world right now, it behooves each one of us to go to God for wisdom, because we don't want to make the wrong decision. We want to pick the right thing. We don't want to pick the wrong thing. We don't want to say the wrong thing. So, you know, as we was taught as young, think before you say something. Ask God, should I do this? Should I do that? Should I go here? Should I go there? And he's going to give you spiritual, godly wisdom if you just seek him today in your life for everything that you need. He will give you all that you need today. So today I say, seek wisdom like never before. And you know, as I looked up the word on the meaning for wisdom in the Greek, Sophia means wisdom, and is used in the New Testament both as the wisdom of God and the wisdom of human. You know, and as I've got to that part, say wisdom of humans. You know, God wisdom always leads to eternal good. And when you think about that, God's wisdom may seem a high price to pay, but it's important to remember that human wisdom leads only to compound problems, broken relationships, and uncertainty on how to proceed. However, God's wisdom will always provide you with the guidance you need to recognize the correct course of action in any situation. In the end, the investment you make in following God today will pay richly dividends later on in your life. You know, the foolishness of God is wiser than man's wisdom, and the weakness of God is stronger than man's strength. So that's why I chose today. Seek God's wisdom for your life today, because we need that wisdom. We can't make it. I know a lot of you say, well, no, I can do it. No, we cannot do nothing without the wisdom of God. If we do, we're going to make the wrong choices. We're not going to have the right thing set in place. You're not going to put your trust in him. You're going to put your trust in everything but God. And we need godly wisdom. And with godly wisdom, we won't go wrong. And so, as I go on a little bit further, we have anyone come to the line would like to speak, just hit 1 on your keypad and I will bring you in. You know, Paul described his message as being not in the passable word of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You know, human wisdom alone has no ultimate merit of its own. And Paul quoted the Old Testament to demonstrate that God would destroy human wisdom. You know, the Lord also made sure that the world would never find him through human wisdom, that none may boast except for in his name. You know, God's wisdom is mostly clearly seen in the gospel of the crucified Christ as conveyed in the New Testament. You know, in Paul's first letter to the Corinthian church, you know, he vividly contrasts the positive and negative sense of wisdom in proclaiming the depth of Jesus Christ. You know, the world did not know God by their own wisdom. You'll find that in 1 Corinthians 1:21. In other words, the true revelation of God and his redemption of mankind was not revealed to those who sought such truth, the worldly wisdom alone, which was typical in the Greek approach. You know, from the Greek perspective, the gospel was a kind of foolishness to them. But yet the gospel of Jesus Christ was both the power of God and the wisdom of God. You know, Jesus, for those who believe, became the ultimate source of that wisdom, which come from God alone. You know, since wisdom is noted and grounded in God, true and spiritual wisdom is God's gift. It could be seen in the lives and the words of the servant of God, such as Stephen and Paul. Spiritual wisdom, which provides the knowledge to enable a person to fulfill and fully live the life given by God. That's why I say, seek God for your life today. You know, God was to be desired for oneself and prayed for in others. You know, a clear distinction between God and evil wisdom is provided in the letters of James. You'll find that in James chapter 3, verses 13 through 18. A person whose life reflects jealousy and selfishness, those two words that I have on my tag words today, jealousy and selfish ambition, does not have the true wisdom of God, but is entirely minded and not spiritually. But true wisdom is God-given. This wisdom is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, open to reason, full of mercy and good fruits, without uncertainty or uncertainty. You know, seeking God's wisdom and not our own will surely lead to blessings and contentment in Jesus. Today, we are talking about seek God's wisdom for your life today. And our tag words today are wisdom, jealous, and selfish. And you know, you find some jealous people that's jealous of you. But all they have to do is get connected to Jesus. They can have the same thing you have, do the same thing you're doing. That's right. They don't have to be selfish. You don't have to be selfish. You know, we're just giving God the praise this morning for his wisdom. For each and every one of us could not make it without the wisdom of God. And I thank God for wisdom this morning. I pray daily myself for wisdom because I'm seeking God like never before. I want to make sure I'm writing and working and doing the things he have called for me to do. I want to be humble. I want to come to him boldly and confidence. That means we have to seek God's wisdom for our life today like never before. So today, as we go through our lesson, God's wisdom is most clearly seen in the gospel of the crucified Christ. And you know, the world did not know God by their own wisdom. You have to know the wisdom of God, because what you're thinking and what you're doing may not be the wisdom of God. That's why I say seek God wisdom, because we seek everybody wisdom but God wisdom. And you have to know the success. You got to have the backbone. You got to be thirsty. You have to have that spirit of holiness where you want that wisdom that God would give you. That unconditional, you know, God give us so many opportunities, that grace. He speak of wisdom all through the scripture. And like I told you, go to Proverbs, you will find a lot of wisdom. Just reading Proverbs, you will be surprised what you will learn reading the book of Proverbs. Always follow wisdom, you know, that God have given you. And each of us have been given a different set of gifts and abilities. But he wants us to follow the wisdom he had given us. And so today, that's what our topic is, wisdom. And I just thank God for wisdom today, because I know I could not make it without the wisdom of God. We need it every day in our life. You know, the author of Proverbs also exerts that the man who finds wisdom, that you find that in 3 and 13, is blessed. That is, not only happy, but fruitful in all his ways, because true wisdom is God's wisdom. But long ago, as I went to the story of Job had asked where wisdom could be found. And you'll find that in Job 28:12. But to find biblical wisdom is also to find life. You find that back over in Proverbs 8:35. And you know, when we think about that on wisdom, you know, the various words clustered around the idea of wisdom, understanding, discretion, prudence. In a secure world, wisdom can be a dangerous thing to have. But absolute wisdom breeds absolute power. And power is often a corrupting influence. But in the Old Testament, wisdom was to be pursued because it led one to know how to live successfully before God. Wisdom leads to humility, respect, and service toward others. You know, the most discussed group of people in the book of Proverbs, however, are the fools, so-called because they rejected, despised, and mocked because the Lord gave wisdom. The fools rejected its temperance to rejoice one of God's good gifts. You know, wisdom, however, has many practical consequences. Biblically, wisdom is not the same as having a high IQ. It has, above all, ethic, moral, and religious implications. Today, we are talking about seeking God's wisdom for your life. And at this time, I'm going to take a little moment and play one song, and I'll be right back.
One other thing that the saints in the old church had great confidence in. Yes, they believed that they could make a positive confession. They believed that they could speak to mountains and mountains would disappear. But they also believed in the power of prayer. And in that day, if people had telephones, most of them, their telephones had party lines. And you were in good shape if you didn't have but one party on your line. Some lines had multiple parties. So they envisioned themselves having a straight line to heaven. And there was something about it that when they felt a Holy Ghost connection in their spirit, they heard the Holy Ghost say, "Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want, Evangelist Patricia Crutcher."
Well, we are back to our broadcast on seeking God's wisdom for your life today. You know, I know you're saying, how does one gain or grow in wisdom? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked. The word of God saying, James 1 and 5, if you need wisdom, ask him, and he will gladly tell you. We receive wisdom when we seek its source, which is God. Your commandments make me wiser than my enemies, for your commandments are my constant guide. God's word is an uneven source of wisdom for those who apply themselves to study. And when you think about it, solving a complex problem and trigonometry and writing a computer program tab will guide a nuclear submarine both requires great intelligence. But such intelligence does not guarantee a fulfilling balance and produce life. But success in relationship, raising children, spiritual maturity, all depend not on an intellect, but rather on wisdom. The Bible, which devote the whole book of Proverbs, like I was telling you earlier, to the subject, teach that the wisdom to master life challenges and to understand spiritual truth is found only in God. That's why I say go to Proverbs. You'll find out all about wisdom. And I know you're saying, well, is wisdom something you can learn or acquire? Or do you have to be born with it? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked me. You know, learn to be wise and develop good judgment. Wisdom can be acquired through diligent search and obedience to God. You know, when I went over to 1 Kings 3:5-14, and a little brief synopsis was, give me an understanding mind so that I can know the difference between right and wrong. You know, Solomon made wisdom and understanding the priority of his life with God. That's why I say seek God's wisdom for your life today. You know, God offers wisdom to all who ask and deserve it. All you have to do is ask him for it. He will gladly give it to you. And you have to learn how to operate in wisdom. You know, without wisdom, we can make poor decisions. Later wonder why we didn't pray first. It's why I used to seek God early each day before we start making decisions in order to know ahead of time what we ought to do, then to receive the grace to do it. Wisdom keeps us from a life of regrets. And that is so true. When you get up in the morning, after you pray, turn yourself over to the Lord. Before you run off leaving home, ask the Lord for his wisdom for that day. What would he have you to do? Where would he have you to go? What would he have you to say when you get to where he sent you? When you open your mouth, he will feel it. But you got to speak positive to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ about this wisdom. If you want more of it, it's yours for the asking. Do you really want it today? If you really want it, all you have to do is spend some time with the Lord. Let him know. He already knows what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. But are you going to open your mouth today and ask him to fill it, to give you that wisdom that you need, that love, that everything? Because, you know, wisdom go a long way. Even when you read the word of God, ask God for wisdom. As you read that, he will open up your mind, open up your heart to seek him like never before. Ask for his help. He wants to change your thinking. He wants you to walk in integrity. He wants you to stay out of strife. You know, he wants to lead you in a new direction. But are you going to ask him for the wisdom when he puts you on that new course? Or are you going to run a while? Wild, fancy free, thinking you can do everything on your own and mess it up. And soon as it gets messed up, what do? You come right back to God and say, Lord, I done this, I did that. It didn't work out. But did you seek him first? Did you write it down, wisdom? Did you ask him for the power to do what you was going to do? Or did you just start off doing it? Well, we need that wisdom for God. We don't need to throw in the towel. We don't need to give up. We need to know what God is saying about our life. That's why we need to seek God's wisdom for our life daily. Not just sometime, but today, tomorrow, the next day, if we're on the land of the living, we need to seek that wisdom like never before. We all have greater things we want to do. We all have laws and peace and all this stuff. But do we have wisdom? Wisdom is so important, you all, today, that we get wisdom. That way we can get a better understanding. Because without wisdom, just think where you would be today. Each and every person that's on the line or may come in later on the archives. We got to think positive, you all. Own wisdom and what we want wisdom to do for us and with us. Are we willing to obey and humble ourselves? We're some blessed people today. If we just heed the word of God, whether it's on TV, whether it's on the radio, whether it's on Blog Talk, wisdom is one of the greatest assets to have some wisdom today. And you know, Jesus operated in wisdom. When others went home to rest, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to spend time with God. And early in the morning, he came back into the temple and taught people. Jesus always spent time with the Father before facing the crowd. Do we do that? Do we spend time with our Heavenly Father before facing that day? Whether it's a crowd, whether it's at church, whether it's in a store, on our job, then we go to God to be able to operate in wisdom for each and every day of our life? Or do we run around gung-ho, thinking we got it all together? And no, we don't. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So today, seeking God's wisdom for your life today. That is what we need. We need his wisdom, not our wisdom, because our wisdom will be false. Because, see, what we thinking and doing is two different things from what God have commissioned for us to do. When you think about that, we have to keep ourselves active, keep ourselves invested with the Lord, renewing our mind daily, waiting on the Lord, waiting on the blessings that he have received for us through faith. You know that little song say, be happy, don't worry? Well, we need to be happy and don't worry. If you ask God for wisdom and he done told you what he's going to do, just leave it in his hand. Let him take care of it. And you know, when I think about it, we all need more time with God for that wisdom that we need. Because we're running short, y'all. We all are running short. We all need that divine intervention, that seeking God's wisdom like never before. Hallelujah. And as I went to the scriptures and I was reading, a wise person seek out advice from others. That is a mark of Proverbs 13 and 10, self-love, in a good sense, is a rewarder for those who pursue wisdom. You know, the model wife and mother of Proverbs is a woman who has learned to speak with wisdom. You know, the wisdom of God in the Old Testament and in the New Testament leads to an understanding of life and a true knowledge of God. You know, the world cannot and does not know God, though it's misguided and secure wisdom. Christians are to seek the wisdom from God to truly know him and live wisely in this life. That means we need the wisdom of God. I know I need it each and every day of my life. I can't do nothing without the wisdom of God. I need him to guide me every step. Tell me what to do, which way to go, how to do it. And reading Proverbs every morning has helped me considerably. That's why I chose this topic. Seek God's wisdom for your life today. Because God's wisdom is most clearly seen in the gospel of the crucified Christ. And it's also conveyed in the New Testament. And the world did not know God by their own wisdom. Just think, you don't know God by your own wisdom. You need the wisdom of God. And, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ was both the power of God and the wisdom of God. My. When you think about that, seeking and seek God for wisdom. How many of you out there in radio land, computer land, TV land, blog talk are seeking God today for some answer, for some directions in your life? That's what we need. We need some sound wisdom today to be able to go on and do what God have called us to do. We can't be jealous. We can't be selfish. We have to lean and depend on our Heavenly Father today for wisdom for our life. So I admonish you, if you need wisdom, start reading Proverbs. You will find a lot in those pages that will help you considerably on your walk with Jesus, on your wisdom department, on what you need, how you need it. Don't leave home without asking God to help you with the wisdom that you need for that day. No matter what situation you may come up with, if you have asked God divinely for the wisdom of God, he will direct you so you won't make the wrong choices. He won't let you make the wrong decision. But we got to go to God and truly, truly repent and ask him for what we want. Ask him through the scriptures, through the word of God, what he would have for each and every one of us to do today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I just love to get wisdom, more wisdom, each and every day of my life. And when God unfolds things to me, and I be saying, my, look at Jesus. Just look at Jesus. Look what Jesus is doing. I don't say look what Sadie doing. I'm saying look what Jesus is doing. How he is opening doors. How he's regulating my mind with that wisdom. And today, we're going to ask him even to change the atmosphere. That way we can seek him more and more. In case you're not in the right atmosphere today, I'm going to play this song, Shifting the Atmosphere.
Break. Whenever things don't feel like you think they should, don't get mad. Don't cuss nobody out. Don't hang up the phone. Worship. If you could just get you out of the way enough to lift your hands and say, God, I need you right here. You'll be shifting the atmosphere. Cried myself to sleep. Don't know where my son is. He's been gone for 3 days. I may call the police. Yeah. But before I do, I'm going to lift my hands. Because in my worship, they'll find him alive and well. And you'll be shifting the atmosphere. Pain in my body. Doctors don't know what it is. And they tell me just take this medication and that gives me another problem. And they say take this, that, and that gives me another problem. But the next time I go to the doctor, before I walk in the room, I lift my hands. And I'll be shifting the atmosphere. Breakthrough and healing. Our worship is shifting. Shifting. Shifting the atmosphere.
Well, praise the Lord. Sometimes you have to shift the atmosphere. And while you're seeking God's wisdom for your life today, remember, giving God first place in your life is a prerequisite for receiving God's wisdom. Asking God for wisdom is a hollow request if you are not willing to let God rule in your heart. Wisdom comes from fearing, honor, reverence, and respecting God. You know, for the Spirit watches you. Everything you need to know and what he is teaching is true. So today, wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit who lives in you and I. When you believe in Jesus Christ, today our topic, seek God's wisdom for your life today. Obedience to God's word, his commandments, laws, and teaching will make you wise. When you need wisdom, just ask God. He will give it to you. He will give it all to you, what you need. And the word of God says in Psalm 86 and 11, teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart so that I may honor you. Today, let the message about Christ and all its richness fill your lives, each and every person that touched the line today. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom that God gives. Follow Christ's teaching today and obey his words will give wisdom. Wisdom lives together with good judgment. I know where to discover knowledge and discernment. I love all who love me. Those who search will surely find me from the word of God. You find wisdom when you pursue it wholeheartedly. And Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 is one of my main scriptures that I love. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. Today, our topic has been seek God's wisdom for your life today. For all of you all that need wisdom, seek him daily. Starting today. Our main tag words we use in our topic today was wisdom, jealous, and selfish. You don't have to be selfish, and you don't have to be jealous, but you can ask God for wisdom. And when you ask God for that wisdom, he will truly, truly give you everything that you need today. So until next week, I am so glad you have stopped by Joy and Peace Outreach, where your host is none other than prophetess Sadie Elliott. Please do come back next week. We will have another exciting topic to bring to your listening ear that will feed your soul on next week. So stop by next week, April the 22nd. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you all. And thank you so much for tuning in today to seek God's wisdom for your life today. And as we close, I'll leave you with a little song.
God.